Good morning. It's the 6th of August. Our first reading for today brings us to 2 Samuel chapter 24, the final chapter in that book. David has come to buy the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. Araunah offers to give it to him. I'm reading now from Brother Harry Tennant once again. David's reply to the offer is typical of the man, and a monumental saying which every servant of God would do well to take unto himself. Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord of that which doth cost me nothing. A man must give of himself. The superfluous, the mere token out of our abundance, is unacceptable, because it fails to reflect the true nature of a man's relationship with God. Man must surrender himself. The surrender is meant to be complete, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. David knew that he had to be bound up in the provision of the altar and of the sacrifice. His sin, his people's sin, required expiation. Expiation is effected in the heart and mind of man at the hand of God, and not by mere externals, such as an altar and shed blood. Therefore, David paid the full price. He did not ask for a bargain price. He did not barter for the place and the accessories. The full price, nothing less. Redemption is based on that principle. Such was the ransom in Christ. Such is the acceptance of the ransom by the redeemed. The sin of Ananias and Sapphira lay in the deceit of pretending a complete surrender, which was, in fact, only partial, a keeping back of part of the price. David entered fully into the need of his time and recognized that he must be involved from the heart in all that was to take place. The altar was built on the chosen ground, and the angel stood by with the sword still drawn in his hand. Nothing could be more dramatic or graphic or meaningful than the enactments on the threshing floor. The sacrifices were prepared and offered unto the Lord God. Which of the sacrifices of the law of Moses were offered? Two kinds, burnt offerings and peace offerings. The significance of these is clear enough. A complete surrender and a complete acceptance by God in the ascending sweet-smelling savour of the burnt offering. Thanksgiving and fellowship in the peace offering. The altar on the threshing floor, where the plague was stayed, was a fitting place for such offerings in which the king felt himself wholly involved. One man helped the people. David typified all of them and was himself in one way representative of a greater man who would combine all the offerings in his one person. For, and this is surely intentional, there was no sin offering on this occasion. As when Abraham brought Isaac to this place, the knife was stayed and the offering was deferred into the future, when God's provided lamb would appear. So once again the sin offering is excluded, because this could not be provided by David. David stood in need of it, and God alone could provide the offering for sin, which would remove all unrighteousness and take away all transgression. Meanwhile, the angel replaced the sword into the sheath and departed. The Lord had pardoned, and the Lord had provided. He had chosen the place which would become the heart of the temple to be built by Solomon. In years to come, the true man of peace would walk this way and make clear the great principle about which we read in Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Thank you for listening.